After a diagnosis of stomach cancer in 2021, singer Toby Keith opened up about his cancer journey. Despite undergoing surgery, chemo, and radiation treatments, Keith lost his battle this year at the age of 62. Stomach cancer, also known as gastric cancer, is the growth of cancer cells in the lining and wall of the stomach. Symptoms aren't always easily identified, according to Katie Nagel, an oncology nurse navigator with OSF Healthcare.
Unfortunately, with stomach cancer, you don't see symptoms when it's early, but as it starts to progress, you might see some symptoms that include like nausea, vomiting, you feel full quicker than you usually do, fatigue, you might notice blood in your stool.
Risk factors for stomach cancer include being older or obese. While there isn't screening for stomach cancer, Nagel says you can modify your diet to be healthier, exercise, and avoid a sedentary lifestyle. At age 67, a Southern Illinois man is defying the odds as a professional bull rider while battling advanced cancer. It's an example of why staying active during cancer can help in the fight. Jack Sanford gets chemo every other Monday at OSF Healthcare Moeller Cancer Center in Alton. But other times, he's known as Sandman, holding on to the Bronco for dear life. Jack's doctor, Manpreet Sandhu, couldn't believe it, but she says if it helps and the person is up for it, pursue that hobby.
Chemotherapy medicines are strong. They will make patients' muscles weak and their bones weak. And if we maintain our physical strength, we're able to counteract those side effects better. In addition, it also improves immune systems.
Sanford says he's thankful for his two families helping his cancer fight, his family by blood and his bull riding family. For more, visit newsroom.osfhealthcare.org. With today's health highlights, I'm Tim Dittman.